Hey, welcome back to Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings, episode 27. You know what time it is. It's time for my podcast. Why else would you have clicked this? So, today I want to talk about cars, but not in the traditional sense. Not in the sense like, oh man, have you heard about the new Lamborghini? No, I don't follow cars like that. You think that I'm educated like that? No. Today, I'm going to be talking about cars in the sense that they go vroom, and I think that's cool. Let's start with one of the best parts about cars. You know that one button that's on cars? And I don't know if this is on all cars, but I live in America where we have this button on the car where it's like this triangle. You can press it, and the headlights and taillights will both start blinking, and I think that's on every car. I hope so, at least, because it's very helpful. It's supposed to be used for emergencies, like when you're pulled over on the side of the road and you need help. You can flag people down by having all of your lights blinking just on and off. But what ends up happening is you got people like me. As a little kid, now I was a wild child, a rambunctious rascal, a chaotic kid. Yes, that starts with the same sound. And I would lean up to the driver's seat and I would press that button while we were stopped. My parents were like, don't press the button. But you see, it's a button with a red symbol on it. And it's in the shape of a triangle, which is one of the best shapes. Do you really expect me not to press the button? That seems illogical. The button was a very cool button. And I loved hearing like the clicking after, because you know how lights, when you have like a turn signal on, you hear the click, tick, 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 tick. Actually, I don't know how well the pop filter is filtering this, but the tick-tock of a, no, not tick-tock. No, we're not talking about that app right now. The clicking of the turn signal as it goes back and forth. At least, I'm assuming that all of you have been in a car at least once, even if you haven't driven one. Here in the United States, driving is kind of a big thing, because all the cities and stuff are placed a lot further apart, and all the things in the cities are a lot further apart. Maybe not in, like, the giant cities. Like, in Chicago, you can actually walk to quite a few things, and you're expected to take, say, trains and whatever. But when you get out into the suburbs, or especially rural areas where everything's super spaced apart. I saw this one, I think it was a post or something, or quote, I don't remember. It was like, the reason that Europeans and Americans see things so differently is, to Americans, 100 years is a long time, and to Europeans, 100 miles is a long distance. And I absolutely believe that, because I look at a map, and I can drive like an hour to get to the nearest big city. If you drove an hour in Germany, you might get to France. No, well, maybe not France, but Poland, certainly. If you drive an hour in a European country, you usually end up at least a country over, unless you're in like Russia, but Russia's, as always, is an exception to every rule. But as an American, I look at, wow, this has been going on for 50 years. It's been 50 years ago. That's a huge amount of time. And my European friends are like, oh, you poor, sweet, innocent child. Oh, you're so adorable with your little 50 years. My house has been standing for 500 years! Since before there were even firearms on the planet. Since we had to travel from my house to school in a horse. Inside a horse. Yeah, the horse ate us. It was a hard life. And I'm like, okay, that sounds terrible. And they're like, it was. And I'm like, how do you even remember that? And they're like, we don't, but we have the stories to pass down from our forefathers. I'm like, okay, this is a little intense. They're like, yeah. And that's about how every conversation I've ever had with a European goes. Europeans are very cool to me. And I think that might just in part be due to just the cultural differences, how things are just a lot different when you get over to Germany or Italy or France or England or Britain or UK or whatever they're called. I'm sure if you ask people living in different parts of the UK, they'll answer me differently. Some of them will say, actually, this is Scotland. This is Wales. And other people will be like, yeah, that's just more Great Britain. Like, okay, why are there so many different classifications for your country? And they're like, we took over the world at one point. We earned it. I'm like, okay. Britain, especially, is, I'm just going to keep using different words. So just to make sure that I get it wrong at some point, always amused me a little bit because they invaded half the world for spices. And then they decided they didn't like any of them. And now they drink tea. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. only a very small amount of shade to my British listeners. Unless you're the one specific British listener I'm thinking of, in which case, what are you going to do? Be mad at me? Well, you'll never know who I'm thinking of. Let's see. What else? Cars. Another fun aspect of cars is windshield wiper fluid. There's a button or a dial on mine that you can press or turn or whatever that shoots windshield wiper fluid at the windshields for you to wipe away so that you can clean off your car without just by running the windshield. You can clean off the windshields. And they're the most fun things. You just see like, and there's just this fluid that sprays all over your windshield. It's like this clear fluid. It looks super cool. And it's like a little car wash. Speaking of car washes, apparently there's a lot of people that they go to a car wash and they get out of their car to let people drive their car through the car wash. That's insane to me. I've only really ever, I went to like one car wash like that. The rest of mine, you drive your car through this automatic thing and it cleans off your car and then you just got to drive real slowly. And that's the entire thing. It's such a fun adventure. I would absolutely recommend going into a car wash like that because you look and suddenly your car is being coated with water and oh my, soap is being sprayed over. Now you can't see anything. And then the soap gets washed off and you go through these giant like brushes and everything is amazing. It's such a good time. Like as a little kid, it was just such a sense of adventure within me. And I only got to go a few times because a lot of times my dad or whatever would just, or mom would just, you know, go through it. But if we were ever in the car, sometimes we'd just ask, can we go through a car wash? And my dad would probably be like, no, not right now, because presumably they're not cheap. I don't know. I never really looked at the prices, but every once in a while it would be a yes. And it was glorious. It was glorious. What other fun parts of cars do I enjoy? I enjoy how odd the audio sounds when you like connect your phone to a car. My car that I drive has Bluetooth on it, so I can just connect my phone via Bluetooth and play my Spotify playlists or whatever else I want to do, but it's pretty much always Spotify, unless I want to, I don't know, make a call through the car. And the audio sounds all weird and distorted, like it's really deep. And it gives songs such an interesting effect. And I found that listening to a song on my phone, listening to them through my computer speakers, and listening through my car speakers, all entirely different sounds. And some songs are better when you listen to them through the car speakers than with the other two. There's pretty much nothing that's better through only the phone speaker, but I'm sure they exist. And my computer speakers give the clearest, most surround sound, I guess. And it's just a different experience. So, I don't know. I just thought that was kind of cool. What other parts of cars are very, very, very neat? I was interested to find out that in, like, southern states or other places that are warmer, the tires are different. And this should be probably pretty obvious. It wasn't obvious to me as a child, but then people told me, I was like, oh, that makes sense. I should have realized this. And then I cried. I'm joking. Mostly. No, I didn't really. Like, there was a time in my life when I cried a lot. And that's when I was really little. And then I stopped crying for the most part. And then I'm slowly swinging back to the point where I'm going to be crying a lot again. Crying is very interesting. It's healthy to cry, I found. Like, when I start crying, I actually feels like I'm getting a lot of emotion out of me that needs to be out. And that is a very, I do enjoy that process. And I wish I could cry more. I have a very difficult time crying. And that leads to things getting kind of bottled up. And that is not my favorite thing, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be real with all of you here. I wish I could cry more than I do. And to all of you who can cry, like, just by deciding to, if you can teach me your secrets or something, that'd be pretty nice. Because I could really use a good cry. An odd phenomenon that I found happens in my own head is my brain starts feeling full. Not like a headache, but just like there's a lot packed in there. And that might be stress or something, I don't know. I don't really have much more to add to this, but I just wanted to put that out there. And if you experience that, then shoot me an email at dansmisramblings@gmail.com. Guys, it's linked on my website, please. I can't just sit here with only this Leland Jones III email. It's embarrassing. I mean, not embarrassing for Leland Jones specifically, but oh well. Looking at the Spotify charts, we're at 240 downloads, which is pretty awesome. I love y'all. Leland Jones actually approached me over a text. We didn't see each other over a text and said that during the villain episode, which was last episode, what I probably should have, at least through literary definitions, defined myself as what I wanted to be would be an anti-hero, which he described as just as dastardly, but not necessarily evil. And yeah, he's right. I want to be an anti-hero. I'm not going to go and change the name because I already said it was going to be the villain episode, like in the thing. That's just a lot more work than I intend to put in. But yeah, I guess I do want to be an anti-hero. And thank you for helping me figure that out. What else can I talk about? I got another 2 minutes to fill. Today has been a little bit of a slow day. I didn't have school today, which was pretty interesting. And we're actually going back to hybrid starting on Tuesday. This should be a very interesting thing because, you know, COVID levels are still on the rise. And it seems like not the smartest decision, but you know what? I need to see people in person in order to learn properly. So guess I'll live with it. it's going to be what it'll be. And I'm excited for it. And I hope that all of you people who have had hybrid are like counting the small blessings that exist. And all of you who haven't, good luck. And I hope you're enjoying your time. I personally have not enjoyed my time in remote, but you know what? That's just me. That's some people really love this whole remote thing. I don't understand them, just like I don't understand how people can like not like talking to people. That's just not something my brain processes, but it happens somehow. So that is what it is, you know? I've got only 20 more seconds to fill before I can start talking about the song. So I just wanted to ask, hey, how are y'all doing? I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I love and care about you, even if I don't know you, all right? And if you ever need any help or assistance with anything, you can always shoot me an email, all right? I check those. All right, now I can start talking about the song that's been on my mind all episode, and it's actually going to be a song that I feel I can street race to. And this song is Spitfire by GO2. And I don't know, I like it. It's very, very fast. I think it's from a driving anime, Initial D. I've never seen Initial D, but I do like the song. All right, so that's going to be about all the time I have for today. I'm going to end this off with the comedy button. Goodbye!